hear that, Max? That's just like our uncle. He's a toy maker, too.
Clara danced with a Nutcracker doll all evening. And when she told him she was in love with him, he turned into a prince.
I love you, Nutcracker.
Prince Max.
Their love declared, the Nutcracker Prince takes Clara on a magical journey. First, they travel through the land of snow, where they meet the Snow Prince and Princess, who do a beautiful dance under the stars. And snow angels sing for them.
Huh?
Then, the Nutcracker Prince leads Clara to meet the Sugar Plum Fairy, who welcomes them to the Land of the Sweets.
The real Sugar Plum Fairy? Oh, I'd love to meet her. Wouldn't you, Max?
Prince Max!
Okay, Prince Max.
Cookies?
That's right, Max. In the Land of the Sweets, there are cookies and all kinds of special holiday treats. And if you keep using your imagination, you'll find yourself right there with them.
Cookies?
You'll know the magic is working if you hear the ringing of the magic bells.
Do you hear that?
At the stroke of midnight, Clara wakes up to a strange scene. The tree and the toys all seem to be getting larger. Is she shrinking? While the toys and Christmas tree come to life, out of nowhere, large mice, led by a ferocious Mouse King, begin to circle the room. They want to steal all the Christmas treats and are especially fond of gingerbread cookies. Clara's Nutcracker groups the toy soldiers into battle formation and fights the mouse army to defend the feast. The Mouse King traps the Nutcracker in the corner. Oh no! Could this be the end? Clara makes a desperate move to save her Nutcracker from defeat and throws her slipper at the Mouse King. She hits him directly in the head. The Mouse King is stunned, and the Nutcracker is able to save the feast. The mouse army quickly carries away their king.
Prince Max?
Nutcracker Prince Max!
Max! Nutcracker Prince Max! Are we in the land of snow?